the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
What is your favorite crypto exchange? A recent survey by Analytico in partnership with MyBroadband asked a simple question. What is your preferred exchange for trading Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies? Well, some 64% of more than 2,300 respondents voted for Luno, followed then by Binance and Altcoin Trader. Needless to say, the survey has not been universally received with enthusiasm. It depends on what you're measuring. There's no doubt that Luno has a strong market presence in South Africa. Valor, Binance, and Altcoin Trader have far more coins on offer than Luno, not to mention other products like Valor Pay. But these competing exchanges spend way less than Luno in marketing. Binance is the largest exchange in the world, and no one would argue that its offering far exceeds that of Luno. However, we must accept what the survey says, and we decided to speak to research analysts involved in this because staying to see how the survey came about and what it was attempting to measure. Hi, Vikas. Thanks for joining us. Needless to say, you were expecting some pushback on the survey, so tell us what it was that you were trying to measure.
Hi, Kieran. Thanks for the opportunity. So the question made out a part of a much larger general tech survey where we try and gauge people's, brand preference for a variety of things from smartphone brands to crypto to printers or the keyboard you prefer typing on. So we surveyed, it was an open survey, but it was also marketed mainly to the MyBroadband audience. So this includes a lot of tech enthusiasts, whether it's people who do coding to CEOs of large tech companies and everyone in between. But it was open. So there is a lot of people who have no idea what's going on in the tech world who also take part. So this wide survey audience usually gives us a quite representative view of the market, and a lot of these people are tech decision makers in their households and families, so people would generally go to them to ask, I need a new keyboard, so what brand should I go for? And as such, the questions weren't very deep. It's literally, which do you prefer? So we do not give them any option for further explanation to motivate their answer. This one has more cryptocurrencies available. This one does banking or anything. We simply ask, which crypto exchange do you prefer? And final answer, quick answer.
Okay, so I guess it is important to point out that the question was deliberately narrow and maybe doesn't reflect the range of cryptocurrencies and services on offer, and you would acknowledge that.
Yes, definitely. So the question, as I said, it does not go into any details, or it doesn't even ask which is the best. It simply asks, which one do you prefer? The whole survey is designed to be quick to fill in and get the answer that first pops into the respondent's head. It's somewhat of a, if I ask you at 2 in the morning, which exchange do you prefer? That's the kind of answer we're looking for. There might be other exchanges with better features or a wider variety of coins, but this is usually a starting point if someone on the street would ask you which one.
Okay, and the number of respondents that you had in the survey, how many were there?
So we had, if I look here at our total complete responses, we had 2,571. We do a little bit of data cleanup where there's a bot or two that sneaks through, somehow fills in some things. And we ended up after that just over 2,500 complete proper responses. So we've run a few similar surveys before, and we tend to get around those numbers. And it's quite interesting to see as well that the percentages for the different crypto exchanges on our surveys don't really change much. They generally tend to stay within a percent or two from these figures. If I look here at a similar survey that we performed early last year, Luno was at 66%, Binance at 15%, Altcoin Trader had 9% last year, so they did. That was probably the biggest difference. But yes, so I would say it's a pretty clear result. That's what the data says.
All right. Now, in future surveys, are you planning to perhaps broaden the range of questions to cover aspects such as variety of coins on offer or ancillary services such as payments, as a lot of crypto exchanges are moving into that area? Are you going to start broadening that survey?
While that was not originally the plan, we will probably still keep this survey very much as it is with the very narrow questions. We are definitely considering doing a much deeper survey, specifically looking into cryptocurrencies, where we'll ask people all sorts of questions. Which cryptocurrency specifically do they prefer? What platforms they want to trade it on? Do they use hardware wallets or prefer to leave it on the exchange? All those kinds of things. And that would probably give us a much wider view of the cryptocurrency market in general in South Africa.
I agree. I think there's a big need for that in South Africa. And thanks very much for that, Wicca. So I want to bring in now Christo De Wit, who is the country manager for Luno in South Africa. Welcome, Christo. Thanks for joining us this morning. No doubt you're pretty pleased about these results. You also would acknowledge that there is a limitation in the survey itself. But be that as it may, there's a consistency here in the survey results, as Vikas has just mentioned. 66, 67% of people prefer Luno. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I think it's great. As you mentioned, Karen, it's a great boost of confidence getting this result. Also knowing that there's consistency from the result that we got last year as well. But also I have to acknowledge, even though the survey is limited in scope and it only asks for which cryptocurrency exchange you prefer, I think there's a lot of value in knowing that the majority of the respondents selected Luno. And I think that just speaks to all the work that Luno has put in over almost now 12 years in South Africa. We were the first cryptocurrency exchange that made it possible for South Africans to purchase Bitcoin and Rand. So I think that association with cryptocurrency and Luno in South Africa is quite significant to us. And it really just gives us that level of confidence that, you know, the way we market the brand, the way that we have that association with cryptocurrency is that we did something right there. And as you said, it's a good result for us, which we're very happy to see.
What about this idea of broadening the survey in future to look at a much wider range of questions when it comes to cryptocurrency exchanges? I mean, Luno started out as being a very simple way for people to acquire, firstly, Bitcoin. Of course, it has broadened the number of cryptocurrencies available since then. But you'll acknowledge Valour and Altcoin Trader have a much wider range. Still, your offering remains pretty central to that original vision, which is make it very easy for people to on-ramp into the cryptocurrency space. And is that the way you see it going forward?
I think, we know, when we look at the cryptocurrency industry as it stands at the moment, a lot has happened. When Luno first started, cryptocurrency was completely novel. It was almost on the fringe of most people's minds. And I think what has happened since, with crypto coming into the regulatory space, it is more top of mind. It has become more mainstream. You know, the cryptocurrency industry now even has a seat at the table of the traditional financial service providers. So taking all of that into account, I think more in-depth survey for the cryptocurrency industry as a whole would be, you know, very much appreciated. And there's a lot of insights that we can gain there. But I also think if we look at just not only the simplicity in which Luno offers its product and, you know, its users the ability to buy crypto, we've also used that to drive our user base and the broader retail market on a journey of education. Our coin selection, yes, has always been a lot more limited than some of the other crypto exchanges, but that was a very deliberate decision from our side to ensure that, you know, we still keep it as easy and possible for customers to buy their crypto and have a very good understanding of what that means. With each new coin and asset that we list on the platform, we ensure that there's, you know, a range of educational material available to support that so that our users and customers are empowered to make the right decision. Now, I think the industry has moved forward and propelled forward a lot since then. And we can see that now also at the rapid speed at which we are adding new tokens to the platform. In South Africa, we're already over 30. We've added a bunch of coins last year. We've diversified our service offering staking, even a bundled product. We also have Luno Pay, where, you can go buy groceries at Pick and Pay, if you will, using your Luno Pay wallet. So with all of that diversification, there is also that level of comfort that customers are gaining in the cryptocurrency space. And I think that just speaks volumes to that journey of education that Luno took South Africans on.
One thing that does occur to me is Luno does seem to spend quite a bit on marketing, whereas other exchanges maybe don't. You're very visible as a brand in South Africa. You've got billboards. You have these banners which appear in the, I don't know what building that is down in Cape Town, but it's extremely prominent and it appears in virtually every international photograph of Cape Town that you will see. Tell us a bit about that. You're obviously finding quite a good return on investment in the sense of the number of signups that you have. And by the way, what is the current number of clients that you have in South Africa?
Yeah, I think, I'll definitely relay that feedback to our marketing team. They'll be very, very happy with, just knowing that our marketing efforts work. But I think at the crux of our message was always being a responsible and a sensible brand that is then associated with cryptocurrency. And I think it's important for us to continue to drive that message and awareness. And whether it be by, having our branded sign on the building in Cape Town or out-of-home campaign billboards or even at the airport arrivals lounge. And we take a very sensible approach in the way we do our marketing to further drive that awareness. I think our marketing is never flashy. It's never anything else than just conveying a very sensible message. And that's really at the crux of how we operate at Luno. And I think that also speaks volumes in terms of the number of customers that we have. We're already over the 5 million mark, which is very much a proxy also for the amount of customers or crypto users in South Africa is very, very close related, even though there's no real tangible evidence to drive how many South Africans have had crypto in the past. But we put that estimate at around just over 6 million. And the majority of those have, gone on their crypto journey through Luno, which I think is also just testament to our approach and making it as easy and as accessible as possible for customers to invest into cryptocurrency.
I think one thing that is becoming fairly obvious to people who are in the crypto space is the convergence that we're seeing between crypto exchanges and traditional finance. You've already mentioned you've got Luno Pay. Valor has a similar product. So it's becoming easier for people to invest in crypto and to use that to spend, which of course was the original goal of cryptocurrencies in the beginning, that it would become a form of money and you could transact with it. Do you see this happening? I think I may have asked you this question before. Is Luno really becoming a sort of a bank competing with the likes of the FNBs and Absas in some ways? Clearly, that's not going to be a bank as we understand it, but you're going to be offering a lot of the services that they currently do.
No, I won't go so far as to say that I think Luno is kind of shaping up to be a bank or taking even a position of a bank. I think, each of the players in the financial ecosystem has its role that it needs to play. But what Luno does, and it does very effectively, is give people access to an alternative way in which you conduct your everyday business, right? Or everyday finances. Our core mission is to upgrade the world to a better financial system. And that's not going to happen in 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years' time. But once again, also reflecting back over the journey that we've been on, for more than a decade, it's become clear that level of adoption is growing and we are working towards, upgrading the world to something better than we currently experience. And that is by giving accessibility to cryptocurrency, making sure we drive awareness and education in that front, and then diversifying our product space, right? So making sure that there's easy ways for you to transact, to utilize, to use your cryptocurrency, that it just doesn't sit in a wallet as an investment, because there's multiple use cases for it. So what the future role of Luno and the cryptocurrency exchange would be, that's an interesting philosophical conversation that we can have. But I do think just giving that ease of access and making it possible in a safe and convenient way to access cryptocurrency is very important to us.
Okay, Vikas, if I could bring you back in here for a minute, just you've heard Christo talking about some of the background to Luna and some of the developments that have happened in the crypto space. Going forward, when you're surveying this, does that give you some a better idea of maybe some of the angles that would need to be tackled? I think people that we speak to here at MoneyWeb, they certainly believe that we need this kind of survey. Do you see an opportunity here to broaden this out, given some of the directions that Christo has just given us?
Yes, definitely. That gives me a great starting point for a major crypto survey, especially the point he touched on about ease of use and ease of getting into it is an important point for many people. And I do believe that's a large part of why Luna is so popular. And those will definitely be some of the things that we would integrate in a future survey. How do you experience these different exchanges, the ease of getting into it, compare that to the features they have, the different cryptocurrencies they have on offer, any other features, the Luno Pay, I've used that myself. It works brilliantly. It's easy to use. All of these kinds of things, how they integrate into how people make the decision on which cryptocurrency exchange to use.
Christo, final question. You mentioned 6 million customers in South Africa. Maybe give us an idea how many internationally you have and how many offices you've got abroad, because Luno is a great South African success story, which has gone abroad. Give us a sense of that expansion.
So, you know, Luno is homegrown. It was started by a group of South Africans and then it, you know, expanded internationally. Some of our biggest markets include Malaysia, Indonesia, and even Nigeria. And we're very actively looking at how we can expand our presence on the African continent. We recently launched in Kenya as well. Globally, we've got more than 13 million customers spread across various markets. Luno is accessible in more than 40 countries. Even if we don't have a physical office or presence there, you can use Luno in more than 40 countries. So we are, you know, a global brand, but with a very, very strong South African footprint. And I think the way that we've expanded also with the various regulatory requirements in the various jurisdictions has just empowered us to obviously continue to offer our product in a very sensible and responsible way.
And are you seeing a little bit of a tapering off in terms of customer adoption, or does that vary very much depending on the state of the crypto market?
It does. I mean, cryptocurrency at the moment, it is still largely market driven. We do see with the upticks in the market when there's a bull market, customers awaken and there's a revival in the retail market space. I mean, I just looked at our data before this chat, and our new customers coming onto platform is at a high last seen during the 2021 bull market. So with these market turns, we do see that there's an awakening in the retail space. But then in more, I would say muted market conditions, we still see a lot of customer activity. We still see a lot of adoption growing. And I think that just also comes with the awareness and the potential that not only as a transact use case, but also as an invest use case, the ability that crypto has in bringing that diversification to your investment portfolio, and has that level of education continues, I think there's a sense of maturity in the market as well. And we can see that in terms of our new customers, our returning customers, and then in these bull market conditions, our reactivated customers.
Very good. Well, congratulations on that result. And I want to thank you both, Christo De Wit, who is country manager for Luno, and Vikas Steyn, who is research analyst at Analytica. Thanks very much for joining us on the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.